heartbreaking to see the church go because we were so used to it.
It broke our hearts, okay? A group of us were very close to the church. We'd go to the council at City Hall, and the mayor, I can see his face, I can't remember his name, I'm sorry. Well, anyway, he was there, and he would be part of the group that was there, the aldermen and so forth, and they would say, well, the neighborhood's coming down, your streets are going to be torn up, and you know, blah, blah, so on and so forth. But Zeidler,
Zeidler,
he was the guy. He and his people, they claimed that our neighborhood bred on crime, and it had to go. It's all those to it.
What was it like living in the Third Ward at that time?
It was a wonderful time. I wish I could go back. I'd go back and live with all my family was down there, aunts, uncles. They were all there. They were all there anytime you needed them. My one aunt would make loaves of Italian bread, and she would give them all out to us, you know what I mean? But it was a very, very close relationship. It wasn't, this is mine, that is yours, don't touch, you know, don't touch. When your mother and father's not home, you come and stay by me, you visit with me. Because I knew I didn't like to be alone, and that was the way it was. But I was very fortunate to have lived a part of that life. And I think most of us that were down there would give anything. My brother Charlie says, we couldn't afford to move out of the neighborhood, you know, and now we can't afford to get back in.
Now, we talked about how vibrant the Third Ward community was at the time. What role did the church play in that community?
Everything. You had a death, you had a baptism. The grandparents came in from all over for the baptisms. They were all there. They would be there. Weddings, can't tell you the weddings, especially the ones that I was an altar boy for, you know.
I would say very important because it was a small church, but when it was filled to the max. Like I say, aside from the residents of the Third Ward, then we from the Upper East Side used to come down, so it was kind of double.
Can you speak a little bit about those last days of Blessed Virgin of Pompeii? What was that like?
No, as far as the church going down, it was like they put a piece of concrete through our hearts. It's the best way I can explain it. It was a determination to get rid of that Italian community. And that's what they did. And they said, if we take away the church, then they'll add nothing. And those are the last words I remember, which really meant a lot. But they never remembered and thought about it. The church is in our heart.